Good morning, happy Friday. It is almost the weekend. I can't wait. It is Snow FM Breakfast. Simo is away today. He's in Adelaide emceeing a wedding. So it's Simo and Jordan with 100% less Simo. Katy Perry. She's riding Harleys in Hawaii. It is Snow FM Breakfast, all thanks to High Country Automotive. I need your help this morning, people of the Snowy Mountains. Your medical help, to be specific. I do apologise if you're just tucking into your breakfast at the moment, because we are going to be talking about pimples. For some reason, this morning, I've just woken up with about 5 or 6 pimples, just on like the top right area of my forehead, sort of above my right eye. Some of them are kind of painful. So, I don't know, do you have any home remedies to get rid of them? 64572977, or you can hit us up on the social media pages. I've consulted Dr. Google. I've got a couple here. Look, I'm not sure if I'm going to do these, to be honest. Some of them seem either quite painful or quite weird. So, the first one is apple cider vinegar. That sounds like it would sting a lot. I guess it's a bit better than drinking apple cider vinegar, though. It tastes disgusting. Yeah, if you rub apple cider vinegar on the area, it apparently gets rid of it. But wouldn't it sting a lot? Oh, actually... Sorry, I've just read quite an important piece of information. Always dilute the apple cider vinegar... 3 parts water to 1 part apple cider vinegar. Very important piece of information there. You do not want to forget that. Always dilute it with water. Okay, well, maybe that would be less bad because, you know, the stinging was what I was concerned about. If you dilute it with water, hopefully it won't be too bad. This next one, though. I don't know if this is just people on the internet taking the mickey or if this genuinely works. I have a feeling it's a bit of a both. It involves having a bath, but not just having a bath in water like you would do. Having a bath in oatmeal. Yeah, oatmeal. You know, that thing that you may have for breakfast. Apparently, if you have a bath in oatmeal, it helps. Also helps with chicken pox as well, if you're going through that. Look, not sure if I'm going to do either of those, but if you have any home remedies for getting rid of pimples... Be keen to know. Hit us up 64572977, or you can head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page or the Snow FM Instagram or Twitter. I'm checking it all morning. Prince Harry, the red-headed royal, has been spotted on a commercial aeroplane. Not taking these private planes like most of the royal family do. He was spotted the other day on a flight between Japan and it was going to England. The Rugby World Cup was held in Japan, of which Prince Harry was there. Fortunately for him, England lost the final. But yeah, he was spotted on a commercial aeroplane on Nippon Airways. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. I've never heard of him either. But what shocked me about this isn't the fact that he was just on a commercial plane, was the fact that, you know, he's Prince Harry, he's a member of the royal family. Surely if he was to fly commercial, he'd fly like in first class or business class up front. But he wasn't. Now, don't get me wrong. He wasn't slumming it like the rest of us back in economy. No, no, no. He was in premium economy. Which, if you don't know what premium economy is, it's like economy, but I think you get, like, maybe 6 centimetres more leg room, something like that. Perhaps maybe food that's edible as well. So this morning, Snow FM Breakfast, I want to know what celebrities have you seen either on an aeroplane while you're travelling or... around an airport. Give us a call, 64572977, or you can get in touch on the Snow FM facial social media pages. Snow FM facial, what's that? Prince Harry spotted on a commercial aeroplane. What celebs have you seen on a plane? 64572977. I tell you what, about a year ago or so, I was on a flight and I just happened to be sitting next to some famous people, and it caused me to get sort of a lot of weird looks from fellow passengers. I'll let you know what that is next. So I was on a flight, this would have been about a year ago maybe, it was between Sydney and Adelaide, and somehow I had managed to just completely luck out and get the emergency exit row over the wing, you know, the one that gives you extra legroom.
Like, I didn't pay for it. I didn't realise that I had it even until I got on the plane. It was a nice little surprise. So yeah, sat down there enjoying me extra leg room. And then I see a couple of people walking down the aisle. Really, really super tall people. All dressed in Sydney Kings gear. Don't know who the Sydney Kings are. They are the Sydney basketball team. And yeah, it turned out to be actually them. Like, the Sydney basketball team was on my flight. They'd obviously were playing a game in Adelaide, so on the same flight I was. I didn't know any of them. I've got to be honest, I'm not a basketball fan. But they were all huge. Like, they were easily over 7 foot. I felt bad for some of them, because some of them were kind of just in a regular economy seat. But they'd obviously booked out as many of the seats with the extra leg room that they could have, because, you know, all the people sitting next to me and on the other emergency exits seats over the wing, they're all the basketball team. I was the odd one out. Just so it would happen, I was wearing just a plain sort of tracksuit top as I was flying. See, they're all dressed in sports gear. I'm kind of dressed in sports gear. During the flight, you know, various kids and all that sort of stuff, and people come up and ask the team for photos and autographs. They are very kind and very happily, you know, do it and take photos and that sort of stuff. But it led to a couple of awkward moments involving me. I noticed this with the adults a fair bit, who would kind of do that thing, you know, where you see a famous person and you kind of look, but you don't want to make it obvious. You're kind of just sort of looking at them at the corner of your eye. So they would kind of look at the basketballers sitting next to me and kind of go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, that's the Sydney Kings, they're the basketball team, they're famous. And then they'd look at me and just go, are you a basketballer? Like, nothing about my appearance makes me look or seem that I would be good at basketball, apart from the fact that I was wearing a tracksuit top and just happened to be sitting next to the Sydney Kings basketball team. So a couple of kids asked me for a photo as well. I just kind of politely say, no, sorry, I'm not a basketball. We had a bit of a laugh. But yeah, that was my famous people who I've met on a plane story. If you've met anyone, give us a call, 64572977, or hit us up on the Snow FM social media pages. Got the Snow FM Facebook, the Snow FM Instagram, Snow FM Twitter. Send out a carrier pigeon if you want. So I went and had a coffee yesterday after the show. A little bite to eat as well. And one thing about doing this job, you do get recognised, very rarely, I should say. But every now and again, you do get recognised, you do get people coming up to you just having a chat. And it is absolutely lovely, by the way. If you see me or Simo or Maddie or anyone, please honestly feel free to come up and have a chat to us, because it is lovely. But yesterday, I was having a coffee, just sat down, just tucked into a little sandwich I was having as well with my coffee. I got a bit of a tap on the shoulder from this elderly lady sitting behind me. Lovely lady. Just tapped me on the shoulder and said, excuse me, I think I know your face from somewhere. Now, I got a little bit smug. Probably not the best thing to do in hindsight. Just a little bit of yes, you, in fact, you may know me from somewhere. And I fully expected her to say, you know, do you do the show on Snow FM? That's what I do. But no, she didn't say that. Instead, she turned around and said, were you on the Today Show this morning talking about parkour? No. I know nothing about parkour. I'd be the worst person to talk to when it regards to parkour. If you don't know what parkour is, it's that thing where you're kind of running and you kind of jump off tables and off buildings and land and do a roll. It does look kind of cool. But honestly, I would injure myself like opening an envelope, so I'd probably injure myself pretty easily doing that. So I kind of said no to this lady. Sorry, I think you may have the wrong person. It was lovely and we had a bit of a chat. But yeah, just want to say a shout out this morning to the bloke who was on the Today Show, who looks a bit like me, who's a parkour expert. Not only have you got a bit of a run on the Today Show, got a run here on Snow FM Breakfast as well.
Dear Diary, it's been another hectic week on Snow FM Breakfast. So it's probably a good thing both Simo and Jordan don't have any pets. They would never find time to give them a bath. Unlike Jordan's school friend James, who showers with his pet snake Lisa.
But about a year ago or so, they came up with a new way of giving Lisa a bath.
Okay.
And that was, he would just go in the shower and just bring the snake with him. And as he was, he would turn the tap so it's not as hot, so it's kind of lukewarm.
Right.
But he would just, as he was washing himself, would have the snake around kind of his shoulders. Okay. And the snake would get a wash as well.
Used a fan to talk like a robot.
Hello. Is that working?
Yeah, that works well.
No, I don't want to. Hello. Oh, I do sound like a robot. Oh, I'm so doing the rest of the week like this.
Dear, would you like
if
to...
If I talk like this, I sound like a robot.
Would you like to close...
This is my song.
Would you like to close all the show?
Hang on, wait. So that's on level 3 now. So maybe I can be a DJ and remix if I go to level 1.
Okay.
Hang on, so that's level 1. Is that... Yeah, that's not... Oh, hello. That's very high all of a sudden.
Got some dodgy Melbourne Cup tips from an ex-colleague.
Okay. The following is Graham's Melbourne Cup tip. I tip that the winner will be either horse number 2, horse number 6, horse number 8, horse number 12, horse number 13, horse number 15, horse number 17, horse number 19, horse number 22, horse number 23, or horse number 24. And I'm just standing there watching, of course you get it every 10 years when you tip half the field.
Yeah, so he's got a few options there.
Yeah, and literally, so he would do this and then immediately run out to the local betting shop. Like, he would do this proper old school, get all the little paper tickets, come back, we'd watch the race. The race would finish, the winner goes, and the winner is horse number such and such. It would be about a 10-second delay as he checked all of his tickets in front of him before finally going, I've won! I won! I've done it again!
Tattooed their eyeballs.
So it's the latest of a string of body modifications, which includes 200 tattoos. She's had her tongue slit and earlobes stretched, so a bit of work done.
Just a little bit.
But like you say, it is extreme. She's had her eyeballs tattooed.
I didn't even realise that was... actually possible.
I mean, I have heard about people matching their hairstyles or their fashion, like their clothes, because there's fashions on the field today, right?
What, the Melbourne? Do you reckon people at the Melbourne Cup are going, oh, I don't feel great today, Sandra? So, oh, why not? Oh, my eyeballs don't match my shoes.
Jordan teamed up with Justin Bieber to persuade Simo to wear his sunglasses.
Simo, wear your sunnies, oh, don't be lazy, no, wear your sunnies, oh, we can get you some online.
And Simo booked a trip from the snowy mountains to Adelaide the long way, all to save a few dollars.
So what I've ended up booking is drive to Canberra.
Yes.
Catch the train from Canberra to Sydney Airport.
Which, if you know your geography, Canberra to Sydney when you're going to Adelaide is...
the opposite direction.
Entirely the opposite direction.
Look, you know, it's ballpark, it's in Australia. And then when you get to...
Yeah, but Darwin's in Australia too.
Then when you get to Sydney Airport, wait around potentially for a minute or two and then catch a flight to Adelaide.
Simo's in Adelaide. What is that word? Oh, emceeing. Emceeing a wedding. If he doesn't go too overboard on the drinks at the reception, he'll be back on Monday for another big week of Snow FM Breakfast. Signed, Rachel G from Admin.